20 past five. We will come to your calls on the steel industry in just a second. Should it have been saved by the government, as Jeremy Corbyn suggests? But lots of breaking news this hour. Joe Biden is currently speaking at the White House. Simon Marks, our Washington correspondent, is all over it. What's he been saying, Simon?
He is not running for the presidency, Ian. That news announced by Vice President Joe Biden at the White House moments ago. You can hear him in the background there. He's still on his feet. He's flanked by his wife, Jill Biden, and Barack Obama. They took to the Rose Garden of the White House unexpectedly. Let's just listen in for a few seconds.
Sums of unlimited and often secret money pouring into our politics is a fundamental threat to our democracy. And I really mean that. I think it's a fundamental threat. Because the middle class will never have a fighting chance in this country as long as just several hundred families, the wealthiest families, control the process.
Joe Biden on his feet saying to reporters that while he has decided that it's too late for him now to raise the money and gather the organization together to mount a winning bid for the White House, he says that while he will not be a candidate, he will not be silent during the course of this campaign as he goes about the business of defending the record that he and President Obama, who's standing right there alongside him, have notched up since they first wandered in to the White House 7 years ago. The clues, of course, that Joe Biden had decided not to run came when we learnt that President Obama would be flanked alongside him because it would be unusual, and I think the president would argue inappropriate, for him to be standing there while Joe Biden was announcing that he was challenging Hillary Clinton for the presidency. This is a huge boost for Hillary Clinton, the former Secretary of State, whose presidential campaign has been running into all sorts of difficulty over the course of the last few months. Clinton loyalists were terrified that Joe Biden was going to get into this race and suck some of the oxygen out of her campaign. He's not getting in. She is now the clear, absolute, immediate favorite now to win the Democratic Party's presidential nomination. She's only got one serious challenger, and that's the Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, a socialist from the left wing of the party. Who is certainly pulling some crowds in places like New Hampshire and Iowa, but at the end of the day may not have the legs needed to win the race. So a big day for Hillary Clinton, as Joe Biden officially says he is not going to seek to succeed Barack Obama in the Oval Office.
Simon, thank you. That's Simon Marks, our Washington correspondent. That's quite a big story, if you think about it, because it has a massive impact on the presidential race. And reading between the lines there, Joe Biden saying that he's not going to remain silent during the race, you kind of think he's probably not Hillary Clinton's biggest fan. But maybe I'm wrong on that.